The man accused in the disappearance of 23-year-old Kata Scott is facing new charges. However, he has yet to be charged with murder in her death. WHYY's Tom McDonald has the latest.
District Attorney Larry Krasner says he can't move forward with homicide charges against suspect Keon King until the coroner's office officially issues their autopsy with the cause of death.
I will say this. I am confident that homicide charges will be brought. But I also have an obligation to follow the law and uphold the Constitution, and that means we don't take shortcuts.
Prosecutor Ashley Tuzlowski says King is facing charges in the theft and burning of a car near where Scott's body was found.
This weekend, we recovered additional evidence, including video evidence that confirms that this vehicle, we believe, is the vehicle that Mr. Keon King used to move Ms. Scott.
King is facing charges including conspiracy, which points to the possibility of more arrests in the case. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
SEPTA continues to do federally mandated maintenance checks on its aging fleet of rolling stock. So far, 52 regional rail train cars have been inspected. At a recent Philadelphia City Council hearing, SEPTA boss Scott Sauer said the federal order includes required training sessions for all its workers.
From the top, from me to the entryest of entry-level employees, making sure that everybody understands safety is our number one priority, and we cannot have lapses in operations or maintenance practices that lead to a situation like what we've seen here.
According to Sauer, SEPTA will hold off on buying new buses and delay other projects after it was forced to use capital funds to plug a hole in its operating budget last month. Sunny skies and breezy conditions out there on this Monday afternoon. Blustery but beautiful. 62 currently in Center City, Philadelphia. Overnight, skies stay clear. Temperatures dip down into the upper 40s in the pre-dawn hours. Overnight, things hover pretty much in the low 50s. Looking ahead to tomorrow, should be nice. Highs peak on Tuesday at about 70 degrees.